Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about some breaking news. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and Sam Altman over the betrayal of the nonprofit AI mission that OpenAI originally had. And I think this is a pretty just interesting topic because, you know, is AI about bettering humanity or is it about profit? And, you know, Elon Musk is claiming that originally it is to help better humanity. But at the same time, if you don't have development dollars, you're not going to grow and you're going to get taken over. So, Jaden, what do you think about all this? Is Elon just blowing smoke or is he trying to stir up drama or is he actually have a ground to stand on here?
Yeah, it's a good point because, like, definitely there's a little bit of beef between him and Sam right now. What I would say is, like, as far as stirring up drama, like, his case is pretty solid in being that, you know, he was one of the founders, him and Sam, like Sam Altman. I saw an email, which I'll bring up some insights from it in a second. But, you know, they obviously started it together. He put in $100 million. So, and he put it into a nonprofit with the idea that they were going to, you know, build AGI and we're going to help humanity, yada, yada. And then it turned into a for-profit and got bought 50% by Microsoft, which is kind of interesting because when you hear the whole story of why this thing started, it's because he was talking to one of the co-founders of Google who was like accused him of being speciesist because he said that like AI should prioritize humans. And he was like, whoa, that's like kind of weird. Like, definitely I'm speciesist. I'm a human. I'm going to prioritize humans. And so like when he heard that, he was like, okay, don't like these big corporations like controlling AI. So then he's trying to start this thing. And now where do we end up? This nonprofit he started is now a for-profit, essentially controlled by Microsoft, who owns 50% of it. So I can understand where he could be concerned about this, you know, this whole what's going on with the company he founded.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, what did he think was going to happen? If you develop a groundbreaking technology, it's going to become acquired. And in order to grow and develop, I mean, Sora, for example, the video generation part of OpenAI, you know, that's going to require millions of dollars of funding. And I understand he gave $100 million, but it's got to continue to grow somehow. So I don't know. I think he might just have a little bit of jealousy.
I definitely think he has a lot of jealousy, and he's the bitter petty level could be quite high on this. But like legally, could he win? Yeah, probably. Like, so here's the big argument that I've heard on this is that if this is totally legal, what OpenAI did, why wouldn't every company just start off as a nonprofit? Nonprofit meaning when he gave $100 million to them, it was a tax write-off. It was like he donated it to charity, and then they turned into a for-profit. So first of all, actually, I wonder what tax implications there are for him. Like if this whole thing blows up, it's kind of funny if the lawsuit was like reversed or something. Well, I guess then he'd be fine. But in today's standing, I bet people could look into like that $100 million and be like, you donated that to a nonprofit that's now a for-profit. That wasn't a charitable contribution. That was like, whatever. So there's that. But, you know, he's saying, like, why wouldn't every company just do that? Like, start off as a nonprofit, get all the money in so all the investors can write it off as a charity, then turn it into a for-profit and the investors hold a chunk in. So it's like the investors get their equity and their investment was like a charitable tax write-off. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's going to get, you know, sketchy if that's a precedent that everyone could theoretically use, you know?
Yeah, how much time is required to pass before it would be allowed to? Or, yeah, I mean, I would think you'd have to start a totally new entity, but I don't know. That's crazy.
Kind of what they did, right? Like, they started all of these. It's kind of funny. When I looked at the lawsuit, it's like Elon Musk versus, and, you know, normally when you see these lawsuits, it's like, you know, it's like Sony versus like NVIDIA or whatever. It's like Elon Musk versus Sam Altman and Ilya and OpenAI LLC and OpenAI Global LLC Corp and OpenAI Corp LLC Global Incorporated. It's just like there's like 20 different entities he had to sue because when they converted it, they made all of these entities that own different bits of the IP. And it's also convoluted. And I don't know. When I see the convoluted corporate structure like that, it's always a little bit suspicious to me. Now, all that being said, like, freaking love OpenAI. I love what they're doing. Understand why they have to be a for-profit. But I understand why he's bitter about it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, so what are your thoughts on how does this impact the average person trying to use AI to make money? My thought goes to, you know, if he does have any ground to stand on, Elon, that is, could he regain, you know, any kind of ownership in the companies or yeah, what are your thoughts? Because I know he basically took Twitter and I don't want to say bombed it, but he totally completely changed it kind of out of spite almost, like you said, like he's not afraid to do stuff like that. What do you think implications are?
Yeah, and I would say probably not afraid to lose money either, since he lost tons of money on Twitter so far. I mean, who knows? Maybe he'll make it back or whatever. He's has a fairly decent track record, so I wouldn't put it past him. But okay, well, what I think is important to understand, because you make a good point. Like, how does this impact the average person making money off of this thing? Obviously, I think a lot of people are rooting for like, please don't change anything, because like we really like these tools, we like the rate of acceleration, we like everything coming out of this. We don't want this to change because this stuff is awesome, right? So I want to cover over what exactly he's suing them for, because I think that will give us an answer and tell us the implications. So in the lawsuit, he says for a judicial determination that GPT-4 constitutes artificial general intelligence and is thereby outside the scope of OpenAI's license to Microsoft. So OpenAI, when they made their license to Microsoft, and they like Microsoft is incorporating ChatGPT into everything, right? The deal was, they're like, hey, we could do this, but as soon as we achieve artificial general intelligence, which is not a defined term, so Microsoft could kick the can down the road for probably 100 years saying we've never achieved it, right? No matter how good AI gets, because they own 100% of the company. So, I mean, that's kind of like, yeah. But the idea is, when we achieve artificial general intelligence, Microsoft, you don't own that. We get to own that, and we get to give that away for free or open source or whatever OpenAI plans to do with that, or make money, whatever they want to do with it, right? So Elon is suing, saying GPT-4 is artificial general intelligence. Now, I think that's probably the weakest thing in his lawsuit, because, I don't know, it's not that great. Like, is it really artificial general intelligence? I would say no. The other thing he says is, for judicial determination that QStar, that was a big thing that came out a while ago, and people are rumoring that it's going to come up again, which is essentially, allegedly, OpenAI has cracked the code. If you listen to our last episode about Anthropic's Claude, we went over benchmarks about how good GPT-4 and Claude were at different tasks. One of the areas that they both kind of struggled in specifically was like reasoning, math problems it struggles in. Graduate level reasoning, it's like only at 35%. That's pretty bad. Claude 3 was at 50%. Still not incredible. So legend has it this QStar thing has solved the reasoning in AI models. And so Elon's suing to say QStar is artificial general intelligence. Like, we haven't seen it, and neither has he, for that matter, also, so I'll bring that up. But if QStar was artificial general intelligence, maybe he could have a leg to stand on there. But as is, it almost feels like this lawsuit would now disincentivize OpenAI from coming out with QStar till the lawsuit settled, because let's say they did achieve artificial general intelligence, like, well, we don't want to release it now because then it might mess up our whole company. Now, right. I know there's like conflicts of interest on both sides of that, but like me in my, I guess, selfishly just wanting more technology out faster because it's cool, obviously wants QStar out as soon as possible. So like, I'm like, oh, I hope that doesn't hold water in the lawsuit. But I understand where it's all coming from. So I think this is really interesting. Those are the two big things that he's requesting. And of course, the main thing he's complaining about in his lawsuit is that it's been turned over to Microsoft and is now controlled by Microsoft.
Okay, that's interesting. So he's not asking for necessarily shares back of the company or anything. Just basically wants them to have legal trouble because of their action.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I think the implications though are that I think he wants them to turn back into a not for profit, because he's like, okay, I gave you $100 million for that, and then you changed it, but like you have to turn it back into that because that's what you told me you were going to do at the beginning. And then he wants Microsoft not to control GPT-4 or QStar. Which means technically that based off of like, it's called OpenAI because they're supposed to open source all this stuff, which means that they should open source it. So actually, I think that this would be in Elon's best interest for this to happen, because what that would mean was he's got his own competitor, Grok. He could essentially, once it's open source, now he gets ChatGPT or GPT-4 for free and QStar for free, and everyone gets QStar and GPT-4 for free. So essentially, it would just like kind of nuke OpenAI as a company and a revenue making thing, because now they're going to open source it and everyone can get it for free. And I mean, he's like, well, that's what I gave you money for at the beginning. But they're like, well, we got a lot of employees and investors now. We don't want to give up. So that's where it's going to. It's like, nuke the company and make it nonprofit. He doesn't need shares in the company. Now he gets the code open source, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I was thinking back a couple weeks ago to our podcast about how Sam Altman was trying to raise trillions of dollars for chip mining and stuff like that, too. And so maybe, you know, Elon is trying to prevent Sam Altman's supervillain transformation. I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows? At the end of the day, I mean, I think this is interesting. It's definitely a story we'll want to watch play out. But we'll definitely keep everyone listening updated on how this rolls out. It will have big implications if you're using ChatGPT to make money on your side hustle with AI. I would say make sure you're familiar with all of the different AI models, Claude, everything else. This isn't actually going to destroy ChatGPT and kill it. But I think it could change things in the company. And if you're into software and like that side, you're probably, you know, celebrating, because if GPT-4 came out open source, which I remember Sam Altman on the Lex Fridman podcast being like, what do you think? Should we make it open source? Should we give it to everyone for free? And they like had this little discussion about it. But like, I think if Sam Altman brings that up, he knows that that's like a topic. He knows that like, that's what he should do according to how he started the company. And so that's why he's even bringing it up and asking it. Like, he's asking Lex before Lex asks him. So it doesn't feel like he's in the hot seat, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's just how that conversation happens. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't think this would kill OpenAI, to be honest. But, you know, I'm sure lots of people have different opinions on it. We'll keep you up to date on everything going on. If you enjoyed the podcast today, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. And if you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to us if you leave us a review on Spotify. You got to hit the About tab and you can leave some reviews on, you know, on Apple Podcasts. You scroll down a bit and leave us some stars. Got any questions about AI, what's happening? Leave them as a comment on Apple Podcasts and we'll try to get around to those and answer them for you. Hope you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.